This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98 KUPD,
it's the Shinedown right there, if you only knew. And that's what we're trying to get to the bottom of. We're trying to get to know you and your thoughts. We're opening the phones up, letting you guys have at it. Chat, chatty, chat, chat. The fireside chats are yours. We'll call it the town hall, and I guarantee you, you'll get better answers from us than you will from Governor Ducey. Now, we're not asking for questions.
We'll try anyway.
Yeah, look, I'll BS my way through most things. I'm good at that. Like Eric and I were just talking off there. I know a little bit about a lot. I don't know a lot about anything.
Radio.
I don't know a lot about this. I couldn't tell you how any of this works. I'd be fooling you if I said, I know quite a bit about radio. You know what I know how to do? Turn it on, do the voices. Do you know how the business works? Kinda. I still have no clue what that digital department does.
Well, we've been working trying to figure that out for a long time. I'm not sure they do.
I ask them, explain, and they're like, well, it's an intricated plan. I'm like, you've lost me.
They help you with Google. I know that.
I don't need help with Google. It's one bar. You put in what you want and it tells you it. I try to Google, what does our digital department do? And Google's like, no results. I'm like, are you saying our digital department has no results or there are no results as to what they do? No results. I'm like, all right, well, it's like your magic eight ball now. All right, let's go to the phones and see what these people have to say.
I have Josh on line one.
Very strange. Josh, are you there?
Hello, yes, I'm here.
How are you, Josh?
Good, how about you?
I'm doing all right. How are you hanging in there, man?
Oh, I'm hanging. Right. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, Josh.
Yeah, and I'm actually an infectious disease pharmacist working up in Denver.
Oh, cool.
So I work at a hospital, pretty niche hospital. We focus primarily on solid organ transplant, livers, kidneys, but also specialize in bone marrow transplants for blood cancers.
So infectious disease pharmacist is different than a regular pharmacist because you only deal with infectious disease medicine?
So there are varying levels of pharmacists, similar to like you have cardiologists, intensivists, pulmonologists. So I sought out postgraduate training after pharmacy school to specialize in infectious diseases. So while I do cover kind of the gamut of medicine, my focus or area of practice is infectious diseases.
Nerd.
Cool. Yeah.
Sorry, that was from a joker.
Yeah, it was a callback. Yeah. A good one. It was a good one, though. I'm laughing because I'm with him. I don't know.
You sound very smart.
You sound smarter than us, so we lash out. So what are you telling me, man? What's going on in your world?
Yeah,
it's got to be a weird time, huh?
So yeah, definitely. And places like New York, they've hit their surge, so to speak. Denver, we are projected to hit our surge, not next week, but the week after. And I think Arizona might be in the same boat. So what we're doing right now is prepping for this surge, preparing for the mass influx of patients that is going to come. And what worries us the most is we're going to run out of the life-saving medications, so to speak.
Ooh, geez, Josh, don't bring this to the party.
Wow, right, this is depressing.
This is not.
Here we go.
We don't want to hear that you're running out of the good stuff. There's no vaccine, but what we do have, we're running short on.
So are you saying that, you know, everybody's worrying about ventilators right now, but this life-saving medicine should be a concern too?
So when I say life-saving medication, right, there is nothing to treat COVID-19 yet, right?
Right.
I know Trump said hydroxychloroquine worked and that they procured a lot of it. However, in my opinion, I don't think it works as well as we are hoping that it does.
Mm-hmm. What about this plasma thing they're doing?
So the convalescent plasma, yeah, that was fast-tracked by the FDA, and that actually does sound pretty promising,
okay.
I think.
Good.
The issue is, you know, going to be getting that in a wide enough supply that we need. Yeah. But to Eric's question about ventilators, so it is a viral pneumonia, right? So it causes massive damage to the lungs, and most patients progress to what we call ARDS, acute respiratory distress syndrome, where you get put on the ventilator. So if you've ever seen interacted with somebody on a ventilator, you need to be sedated.
Right.
And in some cases, we paralyze you because we have to paralyze your diaphragm so that you don't fight the ventilator, so that we can kind of just get you to breathe freely.
Right.
So with this mass influx that has happened, we're running into a shortage of sedation and paralytic.
Oh, so no, so you're running into stuff that knocks people out, even for so that's an everything problem. That's not just this.
Correct.
Oh boy. So, well, Jesus Christmas! How fast can you make it?
Well, that's up to, you know, drug manufacturers.
Oh my goodness! Don't call. You've made me sad. Now I am.
Speed
scared.
It up, man! Speed it up.
Now, stop making Viagra. And concentrate on this.
Right. Well, now let's calm down a little bit about that.
I like Viagra.
Because what if I can't get a hard on? Then I'm going to be like, I don't need to be knocked out. I need a hard on.
Well, I got a guy that can hook you up with that.
You got some Viagra guys? All right, give me a surplus of that, and then we'll deal with your problem. Wow, so how long do we have until everybody's dead?
Jeez.
Well, you know, the one of the issues with this is that the data changes on a daily basis. There's so much we don't know about it, and you know, coronavirus has been around for a long time. It causes 15% of the common cold. It's just this new strain that we don't.
I used to make jokes in high school because when people say, why weren't you in school for a couple of days? Because once a teacher said the common cold is coronavirus, he mentioned it. I thought that's much cooler than saying you've got the cold. So I used to make a little joke like I had coronavirus. And people were like, what's that? And I'm like, oh, it's terrible. And it was a joke. And now it's killing everybody. Yep. And he's dead.
That's right.
We lost the pharmacist. He's gone. Is he there?
Nope.
Oh, there you are.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. You disappeared.
Cut out for a second. Yeah. You were bored by John's story.
Yeah, no kidding. I had a great story. He's been sitting here talking all this nonsense about blah, blah, blah. We're going to run
all that smart stuff.
I throw a fun story at him, and he's like, no, we're talking about science right now.
Well, I'm listening to him. Yeah. I'm sorry, John.
That's right. It was a fun story. I had to break up the monotony of his death march.
So, but
go ahead.
It just comes back to, I think, what you guys are saying. Stay home, right? So stop the spread.
What is your opinion? I'm not. This is not a judgy or up for debate. You as a human being have a thought on how this is going to go. What are you thinking down the road? I'm not going to sit and say, well, what if this or the number sit? I'm not. I don't care. What are your thoughts personally about how this goes?
I think it's going to get bad in the next couple weeks based off of what I've seen or what we're seeing in other countries and what's happening in New York right now, at least from the hospital perspective, right? A lot of that, I guess, you guys would be sheltered from, only what you would hear on the news or somebody like me calling in and saying,
right,
you know, what's going on. But I think our resources are going to be spread very thin.
Yeah. And you're going to start seeing people who don't even have COVID not being able to be knocked out for operation. We're going to lose a bunch of people just, you know, sideways. So is there an argument from your perspective as kind of a guy who knows the medicine of this that we should just get back out there and trudge around like Sweden's doing?
No.
No. Okay.
I would say so that if.
Then it'll really blow up.
Yeah.
Right.
If this disease is going to affect a million people, just say as a number, is it better for it to happen all at once or spread out throughout a year? And if it was you, would you rather be infected now when we know nothing about this disease, or would you rather be infected in a year?
B. Hopefully B.
I want B.
I'll take your second answer, please.
B too.
Infectious pharmacist for $400, Alex. Yeah, you're right. No, that's true. And so don't get it until next year is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, hopefully by then we have a vaccine or, you know, I it's been so widespread for so long. A lot of people have already probably been exposed to it, like myself. I think I was probably exposed at one point.
And you can't really get it the same way twice, right?
That's what, if it behaves like other viruses do, which I think is what we're hoping for, and with what you said about the plasma, sounds like that could be true. So hopefully enough of us have an innate immunity to it already that we will be protected going forward.
There you go. You are fun at parties, Josh. I'm telling you that for sure.
But this is his time to shine.
This is your time, and I appreciate all the info, but it's, you know, it's depressing.
Yeah.
Right. I got a question for Josh.
I've always said that pharmacists are like the offensive linemen of the healthcare team. When everything's going great, you never hear about us, but when something bad happens, it's always pharmacy's fault.
It is true. You're the old lineman. Yeah. We're throwing flags on you soon. Brady, you have a question? Go ahead.
In Colorado, are nail and salons open?
It's a good question. In Denver, are you guys able to get your hair cut?
No. You know, and I couldn't hear Brady, but I'm guessing he asked about haircuts.
He said, are the salons and nail places still open?
No, those were closed. But you know, when the governor issued the order, every day it seems like something new is coming out because they realized people were flocking to these places. So at first it wasn't on the initial stay-at-home order.
Right.
But then they saw that, you know, people were flocking to massage parlors, nail salons, haircut places. So they eventually had to put the kibosh on that. And it's, I think they said they'll pull your license and it's like a $5,000 fine.
If you get caught. For some reason, we're allowed to do that.
Our governor will get his head out of his ass eventually.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Once the numbers start.
Now, I just got an email from someone very combative who says, how does Denver guy know how much supplies are in the pipeline? You work at Walgreens. You don't work at the... There is no infectious pharmacy department at Walgreens, correct?
Correct. Yeah. So
you're in a lab, I'm guessing, or a hospital.
Inside a hospital. Yeah, he said he was in a hospital. Yeah.
Right. Josh, you've made my butthole tighter than it's been... over the last month, and I appreciate that. Hopefully, news that you have brought us won't come to fruition. But if it does, oh well, we're all going to die anyway. Thank you, Josh, for all your time.
Thank you, Josh.
Have a great weekend.
No, bye. Bye. Enjoy your time.
I love that email because it's exactly what we were talking about.
I know.
About. Stupid nerd.
Yeah.
You work at Walgreens, man.
And you know what? Pharmacists are educated, smart people, even the Walgreens ones.
You have to go to a
you got a schooling.
You got to learn a lot.
And we rely on them. And take for granted their knowledge while they hand us pills, that they're giving us all the right stuff at the right dosage. So I kind of respect pharmacy.
Now, some of the people that are helping them, like the techs and stuff, they don't have as much.
No, but they're being told by a pharmacist what to get. If a tech's like, I got this, dude, nerd.
They start taking their own hands.
I got it. What is this? Dilaudid plus Dimetapp. They're both D words in. God. This is why we have to lock everybody down, because of that kind of stuff. Dude works at Walgreens. What does he know?
These are the people we have to listen to. I'm sorry.
I'm
going to listen to him over the emailer. Jackass. Yeah.
Second you said, after I graduated from pharmacy school, I went in and got my master's in infectious disease pharmaceuticals. I'm like, you know more than me. I'm not going to fight that.
And yeah, and he doesn't laugh, so what?
Yeah, he's not fun. That dude's lame.
I don't care. Fix the problem.
But I need him right now.
He's busy.
I'll tell you, right now, most dudes I call to my house to fix underground electric or plumbing and stuff like that, they're not people I want in my house, but I need them at that time.
He still listens to us completely quiet the entire time.
Right, yeah.
But that's okay.
He probably snarks. He probably goes, that's his laugh. That's the noise he makes when it's hysterical. He spits on his
own. He likes being entertained.
Right.
He just doesn't think it's funny.
It's just, he also has a dark side. Called reality. Anyway, all right, go ahead. Next one.
Next up, we got David on the line.
David, are you there?
David. Yes. Morning, John.
Oh, boy. Hi, David. All right, David, go ahead. Please help us. Are you doing well? Are you alive? Are you sick?
I'm doing well, working, so nothing's too much change for me.
Okay.
Two quick questions, and you know, as we can get onto the topic of discussion here. John, you seem to be the subject matter expert.
No.
Would you say... masturbation.
Oh, that. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Is sex with masturbation? Is sex with yourself?
No.
Yeah.
No, it is not intercourse.
No, we'll just or a generic definition. Would you just say masturbation would be sex with yourself?
If you're talking about literal definitions, no. But for the sake of what you're about to do, I'll say yes. Sure.
Okay. And then Eric, you seem to be the subject matter expert on this.
Here it
would
comes.
You say sex with a sibling or a relative would be incest. Well, maybe I should ask someone else.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
He's got a built-in answer for that. Is it what?
So,
is
that would be incest, right?
Yeah, sure. Sex with a relative. Okay. Most times to Eric is incest, depending on how far removed.
Yeah. All right. So if the technology existed and you could clone yourself, so you drop off your DNA and 24 hours you have a replica of yourself, you had the option, you can either keep it same sex or the opposite sex, and you had sex with yourself, would that be masturbation or incest?
Is there a physical body in front of me that I am penetrating?
Yes, but
that is sex with myself. I am myself, and I'm doing it at night.
Yep.
We are back to the stupid thing.
Yeah, that's great.
Here.
Thank you for calling. What a juxtaposition.
Holy crap!
What a
360 we just made.
There's a great song by a band that I think is probably the funniest people in the world that don't get credit, called Stana by Flight of the Conchords. And it's basically it's an old Western guy who runs a town and he kills everybody in town. And then he runs to another town and he finds another man who's exactly the same size, same look. Everything about him is exactly the same. And they have the same beliefs and systems and things like that. And then later they inevitably realize they're just clones of one another. And then when they hugged each other, they realized this person understands exactly how to hug me. And he said, then, of course, you're going to trigger your hands on and say, I wonder what my ass feels like in someone else's hands. And then you, they end up having sex because inevitably we would have sex with ourselves.
No
just
way.
You absolutely
You'd be
would.
Way too freaked out.
You would have sex with a clone of you
no.
to see what you're what you feel like.
No.
I guarantee
no
you
way.
Want to know
I'm
how just, you kiss.
Yeah. So, but would you classify it as masturbation or incest?
That's a good question because you're not
a little of both.
You're not really related to yourself, though.
Yeah, masturbation is just doing.
You're
it
not
to
a
yourself,
relation.
Your own body.
Yeah. If you're an exact clone and it's not you know DNA like a twin, and it's built you over again, it, I don't think you're related. So I wouldn't necessarily say it's it's weird and it's gross.
I don't know, Brady. What do you think?
It's this against God. I'll answer for Brady. It's against God. This guy's the devil. All of what he talks about is evil.
If it's a clone of you, I believe you are related.
You think?
Yeah, it's your same DNA. It's anything that, if you're sharing DNA.
You share, by the way, Brady, you share DNA with all humans.
Right. Yeah. So there is a relation, but if you're saying there's a certain percentage where it declares, you know, your cousin, your
right.
sister, brother.
So you would say that it's incest more than it is masturbation.
Yeah.
And yet you'll jerk yourself, is I think what he's saying. Not incest.
Which you're just getting a better angle with the guy in
yeah.
front of you.
I would love to know how I perform
it's
sexually.
It's another body.
I wouldn't do it, though. That's weird.
I would reverse cowgirl yeah. myself pretty much all day.
Well, that's very where we differ, John.
Very attractive young man. You'd kiss you. You'd kiss you.
No.
If you was in a room, you'd kiss you. You'd be like, wonder what's about. You would blow you.
No.
And you would let you blow you.
No.
Not
no.
only that, you'd spin it and let the other you blow you. You guys would you'd be 69 and all that.
Does that make you gay?
No, it makes you love yourself. It's like a self-help tape for God's sake.
So you
sakes.
Like
Come
get a pass
life.
On yeah. the gay because it's yourself?
It's one of those self-affirming tapes you listen to without the ocean sounds. It's the you're a good person, and except for it's you going, oh, I love you.
Man.
It's loving yourself. You're supposed to love yourself more than anyone else.
As long as it's a clone, it's
right.
not gay.
If you can't love you, hey, look, Brady, when you're tugging your horn,
yeah,
it's not gay.
No.
Right. Yeah, but you're bringing another physical being into the
Are
mix.
You? Or you're just bringing a whole bunch more you into the mix?
I hate
I
you, David.
Excellent call, David. Excellent call. David, besides all this, getting high and coming up with these ideas, what are you doing to pass time during the death march?
Oh, like I said, I'm still working. So I work about 12 hours a day, truck driving. So
do you live alone?
Stay busy. No, I got a wife and six dogs. So.
Six dogs?
I met you before.
Oh, okay. All right. I think
yeah.
I do know.
I got the bull terriers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You've shown me pictures of
yeah.
them. Okay, yeah, we were at Four Peaks. I know, David. I know all the listeners.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, sir. All right, have a nice night or day or whatever. Try not to die.
Do you want to play listener roulette? We lost our guys on hold.
Man, we'll try one more. Go ahead.
Listener roulette.
Listener roulette and get one of these idiots.
Okay.
All right, turn your radio down if you're on a speaker, Bluetooth. Please get to that. We'll wait a couple seconds for you to get the message. Are you there?
Sure.
You there?
Yeah.
All right, go right ahead. What's your name?
George.
George, go right ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Quite good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Healthy?
Yeah.
Yeah? You live yeah. in you live alone?
No. I live with my brother and our roommate, but he hasn't been there for a little while.
Where's he?
He's actually still living down in Tempe. He's yet to move in.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right, good. I was gonna say he's not out spreading it around and he's gonna come bopping back in.
No.
Okay, good.
But I was just calling because I make soaps. Do you guys remember? I think it was sometime last year. I brought down some soaps for you guys to try.
I think so. I think I remember.
I love taking random soap
yeah.
from people.
Nothing better than a stranger handing you a bar of soap.
Exactly right. Because you got to stay clean.
Right. Unwrapped.
Sure. Sure.
Maybe a little bit.
Nothing could go wrong there.
Yeah. Do you remember this guy, Rich?
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
We've gotten, we've gotten soap
Brady
from several
both,
people.
At the warehouse.
At the soap warehouse?
No, at the sauce warehouse where the Brady sauce was made.
Oh, okay. Is it made of soap, Brady?
No.
It's made of fat, actually.
It's made of fat. And soap is also made of fat. So in the same factory where Brady's sauce is made, also.
I thought Midwestern Meats helped you with that. So
you have kosher soap.
I don't think it's kosher, no.
I don't think the Jews are real big on making soap, Brady.
They use soap.
I don't think so, but
we're actually
if you met me at my co-packer, it's at a kosher facility.
Right. That's what I'm saying, though. I don't think the Jews are diving into the soap manufacturing. Maybe they are because they're like, nobody's going to fool us twice. We'll make our own soap.
But the facility is kosher. The product needs to be blessed as well.
True.
Can somebody bless the soap? Do you guys have a guy for that?
I'll do it.
Sure, we can find one.
Yeah, it can't be hard. Okay. We got a Jew.
I know a Jew. I'll knock that out.
When I met you at the co-packer, is that where you get your soap produced?
No, I was just working there at a delivery job. But we make it all at home, and we use a bunch of like local products and stuff.
That's
and
scary at
like
all.
Support no. a bunch of local local businesses.
Can
like
I ask
we,
you this?
We use local beers.
Oh wow.
What's up?
Where do you get the fat?
From the meat market in Carefree. And that all comes from southern Arizona.
And you're boiling
so
that down
all,
at
like,
home?
Really, yeah.
It's like Fight Club.
Yeah, we make,
God,
like,
you're hungry.
Yeah,
do you have a burn on the back of your hand?
Yeah, you and the...
I have a few, actually.
Tyler Durden.
What got you into this?
Well, I learned it a little while ago from this chemist I was working for. and then me and my brother just decided to start up a business. But it's just us right now.
So it's sort of a lame Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, your chemist friend taught you how to do it, and you broke out on your own.
Are you those farmer's market guys?
No, we don't go to farmer's markets, but we do sell on, like, through Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that, and a lot of yoga studios.
Interesting.
Those yoga bitches really love.
Well, I'm sure they appreciate
the
company.
Buy it up
Here's
now.
The fun thing. Like, you said you were Italian. Is your soap for cleaning or for just putting in bags and beating up stoolies?
Both.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So it's heavy.
Yeah, great for slots.
What's the name of your soap, man?
Yeah.
It's Sapone Brothers or Sapone Brothers.
S-A-P-O-N-E.
For soap.
Yeah, Sapone.
S-A-P-O-N-E.
Okay.
That's why you called, just to plug your soap.
Hey, I'll give you credit. You're the first Google search as soon as I start typing
that's
in.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh, really? Well, I didn't even realize we were on Google.
Well, I can't imagine there's a lot of Sapone.
Great business plan.
Well, it just means soap. I even knew that. Italian is soap. So, I mean, I'm surprised Italian soap doesn't get you a different result than them. But good for you. What are you calling for?
I wanted to kind of put it out there that we're making soap. And it's important right now that people are washing their hands.
True.
And staying clean and hygienic.
Yeah.
Buy local.
Yeah, I mean, they're bar soaps. And I know Holmberg was a little concerned about bar soaps a little while ago. Don't you feel like it's dirty or something
I think if it's just mine, but if there's like a bar soap that's for everybody, yeah, that's gross.
I'm sorry, I have trust issues.
Yeah.
With soap?
A guy making it in his
kitchen. No, that doesn't bother me so much because soap's not hard to make. But I don't trust like a bar soap that's in somebody's bathroom. Like if I'm at someone's home and I'm washing my hands and I'm looking, I want the pump. I don't want to pick up their soap.
Sure.
You know. Okay. That. Good to know.
I like to have a lot of hair on the bar of soap at staying at somebody's place.
We can actually add it if you'd like.
Brady has a butthole that looks like curly fries. It's so hairy.
Oh, yeah, man. Bushes.
Bushes. Tons of it. Spicy. Southwestern kick. All right. Well, Sapone Brothers, it's right there on Google, and you can get your soaps through that. And I think we're looking at a picture of you. You're a handsome young man.
Oh, thank you.
Is that your kid?
We're on Instagram and Facebook, so that's kind of how we do most of our orders. But we're doing deliveries right now, free to the Phoenix area, and like we'll bring you toilet paper, soap, beer, Corona beer.
That's all good.
And lemons and stuff like that. So if you guys, you know, want to give us a shout out, I don't know, do you guys remember using it? Did you like it?
Loved it.
Awesome.
We don't remember.
I don't remember.
I'll be honest. I think I didn't like the smell of a couple of them.
What would you think about us using your beer in our soap?
Yeah, if you get with Four Peaks and agree to do it with them, that's great.
Yeah. Would you buy some of that?
I would definitely buy some of me beer soap. Like we talked about earlier, I would
make it like $30.
I would also wildly f*** my myself. So we know that if you put my name on a soap, I would wash myself.
So you could just like dump anything into soap?
You want that butthole to be clean.
That's right.
Wait a minute. I know nothing. I know about the fat thing.
Yeah, basically boiled fat.
But you can just put anything in the damn soap?
Jameson soap.
Well, kinda. Not exactly. I mean, you could put Jameson. We actually did put whiskey in one of them a little while ago.
Yeah. I mean, it's like hand sanitizer. Yeah. You basically put a scent, aloe, and 3/4 of alcohol, 90% alcohol, and
Are you regulated by anyone?
Yep.
That's a no.
His roommate.
That's a no.
Look, we make it all at home. It's just us two, but we're trying. We're getting out there.
I like these guys. I want some of their weed soap. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, we're experimenting with that too. So.
It is weird to have.
Nope.
Strange apartment guy soap.
Sorry. But I don't know if you're dropping pubes in that.
We're legit.
I don't know what you're
don't worry.
Yeah, I would
Define
have to.
Legit.
I'm with Eric on this. I'm not going to be as abrasive, but I do have to get to know you before I start washing myself with your product.
Exactly. We're very personable.
Yeah, and you sound so great. You sound like a nice man.
If you meet us.
Yeah. It's still going to take me two or three lunches. It's going to take me two or three lunches to go, I'll use your soaps.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't know if you've got a hair trigger temper that makes you ejaculate in soap. I don't know what's going on.
No, but we do
that's
have...
what anyone would say.
Yeah. Yeah, of course the soap manufacturer is trying to pull one over on me.
No.
Of course I wouldn't do that.
It makes great dog soap, too, because we got four dogs, and I know you like dogs.
Love dogs.
I'll use it on my
dog.
There I don't care that. Right.
Yeah, you can use it on your dog.
Yeah, you can use jizz soap on your dog.
What does he care? He eats his own poop. I don't know.
We got to go. But Sapone Brothers?
Yes.
And it's on
Sapone
the Google.
Sapone Brothers Handmade Soap.
Handmade Soap. Sorry.
Yep. Well, Instagram, Facebook.
I'm rooting for you because I like when local guys doing something in their apartment turning
love
something.
Love the entrepreneurial spirit
drive
there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, thank you.
Good luck to both. And I hope and you know what? People give them a chance. I'll try it. I'll get on there and try it. But, boy.
I'll drop some off to you guys.
All right. I'll give it a run.
All right. You and Toledo, try
no
it out.
No contact. Social distancing.
That's right. Just throw it at us. Throw the bars of soap at us like your ancestors used to do at
in a
the Jews.
With,
all right.
With
lots. We'll see you later. Thank you. See you, buddy. All right. There you go. He's good.
They do a lot of sandalwood. I'm out on sandalwood.
I like sandalwood. I have liquid soap from my friends at Dollar Shave Club, and it's a sandalwood, hazelwood and sandalwood. They're both excellent.
All right, John, here's what I don't understand about you.
Yeah.
All right. You tell me you worked at Tony Roma's.
Oh,
you watch that movie Waiting, and you tell me, that stuff happens all the time, crazy
It does.
So I'm supposed to trust my here in his apartment with his roommate that look like they get high every night.
I appreciate the skepticism. I am filled with it as well. Sometimes you just have to close your eyes and trust. I go to restaurants
Like a nice guy.
Look, despite having my history at Tony Roma's and watching just a few things happen, but enough to change a man.
You overcome that fear.
You just go, you know what? I have to remember that 95% of the time, everything at Tony Roma's was kosher, great, perfect.
What if it's like a Tootsie Pop? You rub that soap on you for like a week or two, and then you get to the center, and there's a
poop in it.
Little piece of poop.
Look, then they got me. And that's the same thing as when a restaurant, and you go, I did treat the waitress poorly, and I bite in, and there's a Band-Aid, and I'm like, maybe I deserve this. You just have to keep your fingers crossed a certain level. Do I trust the homemade apartment soap? Not really.
But that 5% you're talking about time is a lot.
How many stories in the entrepreneurial world do you hear? We started this in my bathroom.
Sure.
And so, but I do want them
but
to
eventually
go through
you have to get to a certain spot where mass manufacturing.
Right. But in order to get there, you have to have some bathroom sales.
Okay.
So helping these guys out.
I hope
out.
He gets there.
Now, what would really stink is if I'm like, I'm behind you guys, and I'm going to use your soaps, and I'm using them, and then a year down the road, the FDA comes in and goes, you can't use human poop and soap. And I'm like, well, God damn it. I trusted the wrong guys.
Now I'm addicted to that soap.
And then you just learn never to trust again. It's a rocky road. It's a four-wheel drive road of trust. This is not a paved street of uninterrupted greens. It is a bumpy off-road
but it's spectacle. An unnecessary thing. I can go get me some Irish Spring.
Right. There's a market out there already. It's not you invented soap. That would be different. Yeah, you're doing something different with your soap besides the poop that inevitably pops into my mind.
Yep.
Yeah. Every time I hear of groups making soap on the side, I go right to the Nazis.
Had to get that lie from somewhere.
That's my brain. That's my sink or swim mechanism going in. Hey, last time somebody said they were making soap and didn't tell you what was in it, it was people. Fight Club was people.
Yep.
So.
Selling their own fat back to them.
And they look like Fight Club fans. But give it a try anyway. I'll try it just because I want to support local people and hope for the best. But, man, it is a I am that yodeler on The Price is Right right now. That's a high mountain I got to climb to get to the top. Maybe
so
not
these
either.
Two dudes were sitting at ASU one day.
Made soap.
You know what,
bathroom.
Man?
Let's boil up all this fat and alcohol.
I've got alcohol.
Some sense.
You're my friend.
Throw some of this sense of me in it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'll
you
try.
You just lost me when you're like, we can put your beer in it. Because that just leads us down a path of you'll just throw anything inside your soap.
But that's you trusting all those other places that do lavender and everything else. You know, that's just an alcohol-based, scented, weird, fake thing that they throw.
You just trust lavender more, yeah.
Exactly. You just trust that Dove is not going to poop in your soap. And they probably do. What?
With the smell of Heineken?
Nah. Yeah. I mean, if anybody wants to smell like beer all the time, it's got to be Eric.
Yeah, I have enough of that going on.
But I can just bathe in Heineken.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a tough one. But I'll do it. Sapone Brothers. Handmade soaps made at the El Diablo apartment complex on Mill and Southern. We got an entertainment joke coming up in just moments. We're done with this. It's 98 KUPD.
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98.